Hey, how was Record Store Day on Saturday?
Oh, it was great. It was great. No dolphins around there. There's not enough room for one.
Where'd you get you into Sound Spectrum? Mm-hmm. Since 1967, that's been in town.
It's been there ever since.
Yep.
Yep.
What'd you do?
I stood around. I talked to a few people. Talked to a nice guy called David who was buying, he was looking for the new Jeff Buckley demo that came out on that day, the old demos of Jeff Buckley stuff. And they were playing that in the store, actually. And there was a Hello Kitty record, if you wanted that.
I did.
Yeah, I almost bought that for you, but it was very expensive. And we talked to Wave about how it's kind of dropped off a little bit. People are not really doing much about Record Store Day over the last couple of years. It's not been, you know, since Jack White did his record, Lanzarote. Yeah.
Lazaretto. Were there not any like special releases or?
Yeah, that was a big one. The Jeff Buckley one was huge. It just drew attention to the fact of record stores, which, by the way, if you haven't been in a record store for a while, and I'm cynical.
Yeah.
I've just proved it with the whole dolphin thing.
Yeah.
Right. But there is something indescribable or difficult to put your finger on about. Something metaphysical.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
About being in a record store. I've been trawling the internet for music for years now.
Right.
Very rarely go to a record store. And when I have, it's been one of those sort of big conglomerates, you know, they've all gone by the wayside now.
Amoeba.
Borders, Books and Music. Amoeba's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They've kept a sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But the big chains, people buy records at Best Buy now, or, you know, not records, but CDs.
CDs, yeah.
At Best Buy now, and I'm not making any CDs anymore. All my stuff is on a flash drive.
Mm.
You can buy all my records, everything, including videos and images and lyrics and everything on a flash drive, $40, everything.
Mm.
My entire back catalogue, by the way, jasonfeddy.com. So, actually, don't go to the website. I haven't updated it for years. Facebook's the place. So, anyway, I'm in this store, and you begin to flick through records, and first of all, they're alphabetical. So that's a different way of looking at music. You're not searching for what you want, and then you're not getting lost down a sort of wormhole of algorithms that tell you, okay, this, if you like this, you might like that, which is completely inhuman.
Yeah.
I know we do that here. We think, well, the listener might like this if they like that.
But we're choosing that with our minds.
Well, yeah. And we debate that.
Yeah.
We go, no, they wouldn't. Or yes, they would. And we throw things around and we get passionate about it. And that's computers are never going to do that.
Not
in our lifetime anyway. And it smells musty in there. And you flick through and you go, oh my God, I haven't seen this for years. And you pull out like a big physical record thing. I know that this sounds obvious, like I'm just describing the obvious experience of being in a record store, but there's something intangible about it, and then your eye catches something else, and you go, oh, there's that thing, or did they make that, and what's that? Oh, no, that's not the record I'm looking for. But I was with Zach Churchill, and we were looking for Captain Beefheart records. They've got two albums there, but they haven't got the big one. I forget the name of it now, but you see, I forget the name of it now, then you're having a conversation, and it's very human and very physical and very out in the world. And it's a different experience, and it must be preserved. It's really fabulous thing to be in a record store.
There was a time where all of that was just so totally normal. And now it's foreign.
Part of it may be nostalgia on my part.
Of course. But I have no memory of shopping for vinyl.
Right.
Okay, I'm not old enough to have remembered shopping for vinyl. But for me, I have the exact same experience, the same feeling of I'm so glad this isn't words on a screen of me clicking play on a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
And to demo something at the store, you have to get the record, take it out, put it on the thing, put the needle on, and put headphones on and demo it.
Right.
And that's just cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you're right. The tangibility of it all is refreshing, and it's something we don't have anymore.
And you get to have in that particular record store too, and probably many across the country, once you put the record on and you're listening a little bit, you get to have a conversation with an expert.
Right.
Because Wave and the guys down there at Sound Spectrum, they're experts. Every record that comes in that store, they listen to them, they check out, and they're interested in who's playing on it and the label and all the other stuff, information about the thing. So really quite an experience for me yesterday. I'd forgotten how great it is to be in those record stores. And even though some of that vinyl's quite expensive, you know, I just think the experience is worth it. And it is a kind of niche market. And those kinds of stores are having a resurgence, certainly in the cities. Yeah. You go to LA, there are romance bookstores. And people forget that that kind of thing, you know, it's a huge market for that kind of thing. You know, the romance books sell way more than virtually any other genre of book, and yet it's so maligned.
Yeah.
It's kind of sexist, really, because it's sort of a women's thing. But, there are if you can find the right thing, you can really inspire people and you'll stick around forever. And record stores clearly, you know, fulfill that remit.
Well, we couldn't have been anywhere but Sound Spectrum this weekend, again, since 1967. And just because they have a day every year where you're supposed to buy records doesn't mean you shouldn't support your local record store all year round. So,
and I'm glad to hear you say that you get the same experience.
Absolutely.
Because that, you know, it could just be nostalgia for me. I mean, I delivered a poster for Laguna Beach Live, for Ava, to Laguna Beach Books next door to the Sound Spectrum. Same feeling in there. I mean, I delivered a poster to sort of go, okay, 2-minute thing, and was in there for 20 minutes just looking at books.
Yeah. You're right. I get that too. I mean, but books is something I do remember. You know, vinyl, I don't have any memory of. Bookstores, I used to actually go to. So that's a little bit nostalgia. But
maybe it's the sort of thing of like, I'm trying to give an analogy. Like, the difference between buying food online and being in a restaurant.
Sure.
It's this, you know, we can think of that as a niche market.
Yeah.
You can buy food much cheaper online. You can have it delivered to your house.
Yeah.
You know, but you sit in a restaurant and you talk to a knowledgeable waiter and the chef cares about the food. And they've made some sensible decisions about seating arrangements and all of that stuff. And it's just a human experience.
I think a little bit of what it is when you listen to a record, you're actually listening to the song. When you click a button play on iTunes or Spotify, it's often kind of background in your life. You're not sitting down with headphones intentionally to listen to that. But if you go through the trouble of taking out a vinyl, putting it on the thing, putting the needle on there and putting it on, you're going to sit down and listen to that record.
Yeah, on some primal level, you've invested something.
Exactly.
You?
Yeah, you've invested work into putting this music on, so you're going to listen to it.
Right.
And you're going to pay closer attention to it. I listened to Chicago album on my new turntable a couple weeks ago, and I was like, damn, this band is great.
No, they're awesome. It's a great sounding record.
I'd never done that before. Yeah. I'd never sat down and listened to Chicago. But I felt like I've got the vinyl, let's do it, and I fell in love.
Read the sleeve, now you know who the drummer is. I mean, it's just, it's a different
thing. It does sound obvious. What we're saying sounds completely obvious, but do it. If you haven't done this in a while, do it.
It connects to the music. Well, that's what we're hoping to do here. That's what radio is all about, man.